Good morning and welcome to another episode of my podcast. Today I'll be talking about how you can create effective ESL lesson plans for kindergartners. All of my episodes are taken from videos I've posted on my YouTube channel, so if you're more of a visual person, do check that out. My channel's name is just Adriana Cantasani. Okay, as always, grab yourselves a cup of coffee and enjoy the podcast. When you teach English as a second language in kindergarten, I know it's not always easy to come up with lesson plans that are fun and effective. Usually one outweighs the other, but in this video, I'm going to give you some tips so you can create lesson plans that are not only going to give you lots of fun and learning, they're also going to help you with behavior. When we're creating lesson plans for kindergarten, we often fall into a trap, and that trap is believing that children simply love to play. Now, don't get me wrong, I know they do, and I know that is the best way that they learn, but if we rely only on games, then we could have a problem. And we tend to do the same things over and over again. And eventually what's gonna happen is that the kids are going to burn out, and when they stop paying attention, your class becomes very chaotic. You know what I'm talking about, right? If this resonates with you, drop a heart down in the comments below. Okay, the first tip I'm going to give you before we even start talking about lesson planning is take a look at your seating arrangement. If you have kids of different ages in your classroom, make sure to sit the older children next to the younger children, because when we do that, we not only get a lot of learning, older kids helping the little ones, then the little ones looking up to the older ones, but we also get better behavior. Look at your whole class and then visually divide them into subgroups. Why are subgroups necessary? Well, working with a large classroom, that is going to make you look like a crazy woman or crazy man running around the room like a chicken without a head, trying to help everyone at the same time. And you know better than I, you're not going to get a lot of good work done. So don't do that. Concentrate on one group at a time. Now, what do you do with the others while you're working with one group? Of course, you're going to involve them and engage them, in all of the activities that you're doing. But with those kids, you're going to run around like a chicken without a head. As you're moving around the room, though, make sure to have eye contact with all of your kids. Having good eye contact is going to get the kids to behave a little bit better. Okay, so let's talk about movement games. First of all, I think they're super important because they give you a great opportunity. They give the kids a great opportunity to release all of that pent-up energy. The downside with movement games is that they don't require a lot of talking. And when you're teaching ESL, or any second language for that matter, you know that one of the most important things is for them to hear the language in action. So my suggestion is to keep the ratio 1-3. One movement game for every 3 activities that you do sitting down. And while we're talking about activities that we do sitting down, make sure that you rotate among these 3 different types. First of all, you want to do activities where children do something with their hands. The second type of activity you want to do sitting down is give them something to do with their ears. So make sure they listen to something. The third thing you want to do is some type of game. Well, when we talk about doing something with our ears, I'm sure all of us think about songs. Songs are great when we're teaching a second language because they allow the kids to hear the prosody of the language, to hear exactly how the language moves. And they are great for bringing the group together. Songs are also a great way to mark the beginning of a lesson or the end of a lesson or both. But the main thing is that the song has meaning for the kids. There's nothing worse than having to sing a song and you don't know what you're saying. So my suggestion for songs is to keep them to about 1 or 2 per month if you're meeting with your kids once a week, or if you're meeting every day, sure, you can do 1 song per week. Why not? To be honest, I'm not a big fan of role plays for teaching ESL in kindergarten, simply because kids learn new words in context. So doing a role play where you have maybe fixed phrases and you're expecting the children to say sentences, certain sentences, that may look good from the outside, and to you it may seem like, oh great, they really understand this, they're really getting it. But actually what's happening is that they're just repeating. You're not giving them the opportunity to create that infrastructure of language, which all young children are able to do because that's what they've been doing for the past years or the past couple of years in their own language. You've heard them. You've heard them say, I goad, I seed, the sheeps and the fishes. All of these overgeneralizations are common, and they're common in every language with every child, but they are what allow the kids to create that infrastructure of language. And by infrastructure, I'm talking real grammar. If any of these ideas resonate with you, then let me know in the comments below. And if you do something totally different, that's great, and I'd love to know about it. So make sure you write that too. Great, that wraps it up for today. I hope it was helpful. If it was, make sure to give me a like and tell your friends about it. Thanks for joining me this morning, and I'll see you next time.